This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the story. Yeah, we got nothing going offensively. That kid just had one bad inning. Misfired on a couple pitches. Gave us six innings. We just pretty empty offensively. Answering the same question, you know, we're having a tough time kind of coming back, and we were giving up a lot of runs early, we're not handling it real well.
Well,
he's got a few plus pitches, and, you know, it's a really good fastball, really good changeup. We had a tough time squaring him up. You know, we've seen him be like that before, but we just, you know, we hung in there in some at bats, but way too many strikeouts.
That was Brandon Ott after the game. You cut off the best part, Beltway, Ben. After he said, you keep asking me, they'd struggle. The next question was, who's pitching tomorrow? He says, Charlie Morton. The guys struggle when you give up runs early, and Charlie Morton's starting today. Alas, another disastrous game for the Baltimore Orioles. They lose 9-1 at Target Field last night. Three-run fifth inning was the undoing for the Orioles. They only got three hits in the entire game. And it was a righty who started, Pablo Lopez. Yep. So you can't give the lefty excuse. No. But they couldn't hit a righty. He struck out 11. The Orioles struck out 17 times last night.
Look, it was another game that's a complete and utter indictment of their fraudulent front office. I've been telling you forever, I've watched Kobe Mayo play all throughout his minor league career. You can play him at third base like you can play Heston in left field. He's not a third baseman. The ball will find him. And at a time when your team's scuffling and he's having a hard enough time establishing himself as a major league caliber hitter, you are a bunch of fools for setting him up to fail. So there's that. The skipper can bitch and moan about the pitching giving up home runs. I'll take you back to the first inning where Pablo Lopez strikes everybody out swinging, almost has an immaculate inning. You actually got the bat first last night, Skip. You know, you're allowed to play with a lead. Your guys are allowed to treat the first inning like it matters. Another night where they're absolutely horrible with runners in scoring position. Another night where a guy whose bat had been completely dormant and decrepit breaks out in a big way with Correa. Another night where a guy that you let go who wasn't making much money and who we in real time said, geez, he's better than a lot of guys you're keeping, shoved it up your backside. Danny Colon prevails, makes three guys look like fools in the batter's box. Just like Hoffman, who was never here but could have been, did it to you. Just like Austin Wins did it to you. Just like Austin Hayes did it to you. And just like Tony Taters did it to you. So there's that, Mike.
Yeah. Tony Taters hadn't done it to anybody else.
But he did it to them.
Yeah.
Then there's the fact that the guy you just kept a couple weeks ago, Bowman, comes in and throws even more gasoline on the fire because you didn't want to keep Blewett. You wanted to keep Bowman. Another night of insipid, uninspired baseball, fundamentally unsound and unwatchable. But by all means, continue your media tour to try to save your job.
He is all over the place right now.
Yeah.
Not on here, though.
Welcome to Birdland. That's where we're at.
New scoreboard coming.
Yeah.
That we paid for.
Two and a half times.
I didn't
bigger.
Pay for
billionaire.
It.
Yeah, you did.
I paid $5. I don't care. I didn't pay $600
million.
Did
the billionaire pay for it, or did the taxpayers
pay for
it? Taxpayers
care. But you care about that a whole lot more than I do. I don't get angry about taxes.
Because they're taking a victory lap. Yeah. Like they're doing something that we did.
I get that. I get that part.
Put money in your team. Fire your GM and get a real GM.
That part
people are firing coaches. Fire your horse bleep, almost cussed hitting staff, and maybe find a real major league hitter to come in like Boone. How did it work out for the Rangers last night?
They look good.
How's it working out for the Seattle Mariners with Edgar Martinez now as their hitting coach instead of a bunch of calculating mooks?
It's working out pretty good. They've got one of the best offenses in the American League.
Matt Holliday helping out Jackson Holliday.
Can't help them all, though.
Maybe he can help Kobe Mayo.
Unfortunately, they're not going to get Ethan. So he can't save. When they mess up Ethan, he can't save that.
Yes.
He'll be helping Rizzo down the road in Washington with that. But, like, that's where 17 strikeouts.
It's just a really, really bad product right now. And Pablo Lopez just absolutely mowed them down. Three of the five innings, he struck out the side. And, guys, a lot has been made, and we touched on it a little bit yesterday. A lot has been made about, the Orioles' soft schedule in May. Here's the Twins. They face them this week. They face them next week. But what people have to realize right now, the opposing team views the Orioles as the get-right series, not the other way around. And until the Orioles are able to string together wins, they won two games in a row twice all season, Ken. They haven't gone on a three-game winning streak. They haven't swept anybody. They've been abysmal on the road. Jason, you had all those numbers on the road.
Oh, I got them right here, Bone.
If you want to run them down.
Got them right here. 601 OPS on the road, 28th in baseball. All their young hitters who were going to be so great getting on base, and there wouldn't be long slumps because we've got a hitting incubator. Yeah, your incubator sucks. They've got a 285 on base as a team on the road. That's obviously putrid. 50 RBIs all season on the road, 26th in baseball. How about on the road with runners in scoring position? 171 batting average, 29th. 250 on base, 30th. 260 slug, 28th. 510 OPS on the road with runners in scoring position. That's 29th in baseball. Now, look, some of the advanced metrics would say they've had some bad luck. They're tied for fifth in exit velo off the bat on the road, and they're 27th in batting average and balls in play. So there might be a little bit of bad luck in there, but they are a failure as a baseball operation. Across the board. And last night, that game, like this season, has Mike Elias's disgusting fingerprints all over it. It's like a smeared finger that held onto a Hershey bar too long, and you got to turn in your final thesis in college, and you have a Hershey bar melted on your hand, and you go to hand it in, you've got a nasty thumbprint right over where that teacher's going to write the grade, and it looks like a poop stain. That's the Baltimore Orioles right now, courtesy of Mike Elias.
Can I just tell you, since Easter Sunday, when they lost 24-2, they've lost games by scores of 7-0, 6-2, 7-0, 15-3, 11-6, and now 9-1. How many blowouts do we need to endure before somebody acknowledges that this is not just a blip or that everything's okay? Like, they're not just losing. They're losing in disgusting fashion multiple times.
They're baseball frauds.
Ken, they have the second worst run differential in baseball.
The second worst.
They have the third worst record in baseball. The Rockies and White Sox are trying to lose.
Yes, they're actively trying to lose every night.
So those are the only two teams that are worse. Yeah, like, it's bad. It's bad.
They're a bottom five team in baseball across the board since June 20th of last year, and they're a bottom three team in baseball at home since June 20th of last year. Again, we're coming up on 11 months away. Like, pretty soon it's going to be a calendar year. I don't know when it starts to matter. Like, I don't know when the owner cares. Again, the GM's in cover-his-ass mode. Anybody who's got a podcast who he thinks is a sympathetic shoulder to cry on, boy, he'll hit you up before you hit him up. But it doesn't change a damn thing. He ran his mouth before the start of the last series because he had to. And how have they responded to that? They've crapped the bed three out of four times.
They're back in action tonight.
I'll say this. Maybe, maybe not. They're playing for Hyder. They're definitely not playing for the Abacus Posse. I think they want the Abacus Posse fired yesterday.
The Abacus Posse. Maybe we can get t-shirts that say that. Orioles and Twins, game two of the three-game series tonight, 7:40 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight. The Bone and Ryan Ripken cut from the same cloth. Charlie Morton on the bump for the Orioles tonight, so that should be fun.
Great thing about Charlie Morton is in the bottom 1% of all major league pitchers in fastball run value and bottom 1% on all major league pitchers in breaking ball value. Other than that, it's pretty amazing.
It's a big park. Maybe he keeps the ball
I'm not sure that's ever happened before. Bottom 1%.
We have a very busy Hump Day Wednesday show. Jim Duquette, former Oriole exec, now with MLB Network Radio. We'll get his thoughts on the Orioles at 3 o'clock. Tim Murray from Visa and his best bets at 3:30. The Hall of Famer, Tim Kirchen from ESPN. We'll talk
he's
Orioles.
He's not an IA Hall of Famer.
No, he's not. He's just an MLB Hall of Famer.
He's on
baseball
his way.
Famer.
Really?
Yes. Well, he's been on
dude,
multiple times.
He's on his way more than some people you say.
Maybe not.
Though.
Tim Kirchen.
Great guy.
Yeah, great. Hall of Fame.
Can't put him
can
in
Can I
hall
say
of fame.
He's a Hall of Fame guy?
Yes.
Yes. He joins the
He's in the Hall of Fame of people.
Yes.
He's in the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. I'm not positive he's getting into the IA Hall of Fame.
Ryan Ripken. Ryan Ripken joins us at 5, part of our BBT coverage.
And talk some Ravens.
Oh,
well.
Yeah. Yesterday was a great show. I was sitting, and I don't usually do this every night, but I thought a lot about yesterday's show and just the different perspectives we got about this whole Justin Tucker situation.
You know what I did? I listened to the whole show while I walked the dogs and watched that crappy Oriole game.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. The second time was as good as the first.
And it was great how it all came together like rather quickly
yeah.
the morning
yes.
of like, in
yes.
terms of the guests.
A lot of,
Stover,
lot of smart
Go to the
insights.
Odyssey app. Yeah. And we're going to play some of it today.
Morgan Atset, Jeff Zrebeck, Matt Stover. Who am I
missing? Trask.
Amy Trask. It was great stuff yesterday.
Yeah,
and Mike Bordick.
And
Jerry. Non-Ravens.
Oh, and Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman.
Yes.
Last and least. Last and least, Jerry. You know it. It's
yes.
true.
Well, we were talking about the intelligent talk.
He's definitely
yeah,
listening.
Yeah, yes.
Last and least. But he fell behind some serious heavy hitters.
Yes. Yeah. The late, great Jerry
Not like he fell behind West Coast bias.
Yeah, I know. No, he did not. Coming up next, we review. Kay Povich's outing last night.
Slim.
He gave him six.
He was slimmish.
Yeah, he was slimmish.
He was slimmish.
He had one bad inning, but it was bad. We'll recap.
He was K'd for one inning.
Yes. It was next here on the Fed.